You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
Hello. Hello, everybody. It's December 10th, 15, year of our Lord. I'm here in the live stream with fakeologist regular and great supporter, Dal Tempra. Hello, Dal.
Good evening, Abba. Yes, you said you're
doing good. My application is frozen on me, so I hope you can hear me.
I can, but it's not as smooth as it can sometimes be. But hey, it's not bad for Toronto to Cambridge, England, is it?
Yeah. How are you, sir?
Yeah, all right, fine, thanks. Yeah, how are you?
Fantastic. I hit a lot of good audio in the last hours, and I did a lot of posting. Anytime I listen to something I really enjoy, I post it right away. So I've heard a lot of good audio. A lot of it thanks to Del Qua on his blog. He posts a lot of good stuff. So I tend to go through his blog too and grab some audio.
I caught a bit of Sibrel Casing interview, which was interesting. I was going to say, where's the show from the other night gone? One from the page.
One.
But didn't the Jaronism one? I thought it's disappeared. Maybe it's my imagination. It's just dropped down or something.
Well, it was dropped down. It was stuck at the top for a while, and I just put it back into the pile.
Okay, so you put it lower down.
And also, I didn't realize the audiochat.fakeologist.com there.
Yeah, you're breaking up. I don't know how the playback might be better. Sometimes it sounds better than it was in the sort of live. But
there we go. Yeah. Let's try that again. I didn't realize that the audiochat.fakeologist.com was pointing to a Mojo audio chat, not the main page. I changed something and forgot to change something else. So all those...
It's a shame, Tim. You're really breaking...
People are trying to figure out how to get an audio chat. Probably weren't able to get to it too easily. Tell all these people to go to audio chat. I'll take... Fakeologist.com, and it brought up a Mojo. Yeah, try that again. The world's busiest highway corridor, and I can't get a cell signal.
Yeah, haven't they got any towers on that motorway?
I don't have enough, obviously. Holy macaroni. It's always the same place, too. Complaining to the powers that be, if they can help me out. Yeah, did you get any of that? That the audio chat pointed to the right website? A lot of people couldn't figure out how to get on the audio chat. That page was hidden.
Oh, no, I didn't. Yeah, I mean, I kind of got what you were saying. There was some kind of unfortunate sort of website
direction.
Work that, yes. But, I see. Well, these things happen. I'm sure if anyone's really clever, they'll put two and two together and realize it was a mistake. But these kind of things are very, they do your head in, don't they? When you don't know who's controlling it. You kind of say, and in this game of duplicity and everything, all you've got to do is make one slip like that, and people will make you, you know, you can think all sorts of things.
In this case, it was just my mistake. You one thing and it triggers five other problems. So that happens all the time with software.
Well, I was wondering why the things were disappearing off the chat. Some guy came in and he said he posted something in the.
Yeah, well, I was, there's two of us moderators, myself and Del Law, and anytime something is just a repeat of a million of a question from a long time ago, it does get deleted by me or him.
Enough.
Because, yes, it is a moderated chat. A non-chat is less moderated, but if I have to see or Ken Trail or Dallas Goldbug, they're usually just going to get cleaned off because... I think my position is clear on both at this point. And if they don't know it, then go look it up.
Yeah. Oh, you're at that with chemtrails, did you say? You'll dismiss any talk of chemtrails.
Tired of it. This is not a chemtrail. This is not a chemtrail blog. I'm not.
Oh, no, that's fair enough. I wouldn't go into any depth in it, but I would just think they're sort of part of the scenery. You know, they do exist. You're not sort of just in denial that they exist because you don't see them in Toronto, are you?
Well, I want to explain. I don't want to talk.
No, no, okay. Let me rephrase that. I don't know what they are in the sky, but there definitely appears to be patterns, like grid-like patterns, behind coming from planes, putting sort of patterns in the sky. I mean, this is an observed phenomenon around the world, I think, around civilization. And then people are asking questions, understandably. Now, what they are, I don't know. But I think you are in the spirit of, you know, if it's there, you would want to talk about it. All you want is the truth, don't you? You know, I think you should at least acknowledge something's going on. Oops.
But it does. Nobody can explain the mechanics of them. Not really that interested in entertaining the idea. And I'll say it for the last time today anyway. By the airport. The airport stinks, full of pollution. Airplanes are one of the last transportation with no emissions on them. All the pollution is real. It stinks. It coats buildings and workers, and it's probably harmful after long exposure to toxic chemicals. It is often used as the real cause of disease and death. It's often
cutting out. It's your blog. As far as I see, it's your blog, and that's fine. You stated
it as a disease, usually toxins in the air. I definitely.
Yeah, you're cutting out, Tim, again.
Agree with that? I don't think there are any. All right. One, two.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And you were talking about toxins in the air.
Like the show the other night?
Yeah, I just got the end of that. It still is cutting in and out, mate. I'm ever so sorry. Yes, the show the other night.
I'm glad you blame me. You liked the show the other night?
Yeah, I thought you did a really good job. I thought.
Thank you.
In the end, it was, you let them talk, and then when the conversation got round to areas of sort of disagreement, I thought, you know, you just made a clear case. You did well, and Morgul sort of got emotional and a little bit, and I thought it was a good show. And I mean, as I say, I like those guys in a way, you know, I mean, I don't know them very well, but I've listened to them quite bits and bobs quite a lot, you know, just following the sort of this fascinating. Haven't we? You know, I mean, I guess we have, you know, I have. And I'm still, what a week it was last week as well, because they were, in a way, because it sort of came to a head with Simon, didn't it? Coming on and staying quite firmly, you know, this nonsense with the flat earth. You know, I'm not going to entertain it at all, really. And he sort of said, and he made a few posts on the site on that big thread, didn't he, where you'd looked across the water with your camera. And then they were coming up, they came on the Sunday. So I was almost expecting to see some, you know, Clouseau or Kay or sort of making their case, but on that night or something. But there's just been silence since. So there's been almost, it's been interesting, but it's, yes, conspicuous by or something.
As Delcroix mentioned that on the last audio chat, the audio chat after party. I just finished that, and I'll please thank Delcroix for all the support. And hey, I was pretty interested in doing a weekly guest panel, and perhaps Delcroix make a date where we could just show up for an hour, interested in being a regular panelist.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that sounds like a plan. Yeah, I'll be up for a bit of that. We could fit that into my busy schedule. I mean, I've got several shows I do, you know.
Yeah.
No.
We're always trying to figure out human psychology. If people are told to be somewhere at a certain time every week, it might generate a little more interest if people could be held to a time. When they're not held to a time, they tend to just blow it off, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it makes complete sense. Have some sort of it does. You have a bit of a focus to it. You could have a regular sort of show, which you haven't got, but something a bit more casual. I mean, you do that thing regularly with John Adams, a sort of drive home, whatever.
Fairly loosey goosey too.
That's loosey goosey.
That's fairly loose.
Yeah, I think there's definitely people, but there would be a spirit of I think people would be up for that, definitely. There's lots to talk about, often, isn't there? That'd be good.
I have to leave it as an audio chat. I can't always be at my console. But if I leave it as an audio chat, that way if I don't miss on time, and then someone else, you say, and Delcroix, if he agrees to do it, could be there on time and start the thing off.
Yeah.
Get a regular review. If you have nothing to say, then if you'd be interested, you could read my blog. And
there's a serious sound issue this evening. But I'm getting you gist of what you're saying, but I can't hear. It's very intermittent, Tim. A regular broadcast
blog, and tell us about the audios that he posts, because he posts a lot on his blog. Oh, damn. Oh, apologies. What day would be best for you? I want it midweek, in case I start up my Saturday thing or Sunday thing again.
Well, it's
again. Midweek?
Wednesdays I always do something late, because I run an evening on a Wednesday.
Okay. How about
so
Thursday?
That's the only one. Tuesday or Thursday? We call it See You Next Tuesday. That's it.
How about Thursday? Could it be Thursday?
Thursday. Yeah.
Thursday would be better for you.
Yes.
Okay. What time? How about, can't make it too late, because obviously you're 5 hours away.
Yes. I don't know. It'd probably be more like Friday by the time it got to it. Friday morning by the time Del and I... But no, yeah. What do you think? What sort of time works for you with our 5 hour difference?
Thinking 6 p.m. here.
That's 11 to 12 here. Yeah, that's fine. That'd be good. Perfect. Thursdays.
We could just make it Wednesdays at 6 p.m. and just talk for an hour. We could just schedule an hour. You know it's going to go on and on and on.
Yeah.
Something interesting.
Well, if you want to do Wednesday, fair enough, but I can't do Wednesdays at 11. I just can't. I always work till I've been earliest I'm home is midnight to 12:30, 1.
Do it Thursday then. Thursday at 6 p.m.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yes, it's good for me. If that's all right. Yeah, great.
If Thursday doesn't work for Dell, make his another day.
Absolutely. You can always do a Wednesday if you want. You can move it around. But an idea to sort of get together and sort of a loose hour or something, do a show a week, try and have a regular. Yeah, why not? I like that. I liked Kay's show when it was regular. You know, at least there was a focus of something to listen to that felt homegrown, you know, in your own. You had a very, very, I mean, we were probably one of eight listeners, you know, but I liked it.
Eight live listeners. Downloads, they get a lot of downloads. A lot of downloads. Thousands, actually, I think. A lot of downloads. That's just
really?
The way people consume media now. It has. Oh, yeah. Thousands. It is. Thousands. I could show you this. I haven't even looked at the statistics once, but it's thousands. Thousands of people down.
Well, I really don't. I really don't have a clue about these things. I thought it had a listenership of about sort of like 30 or something. But, you know,
that would be the live listenership.
Yeah, yeah.
Very
exactly.
Hard to get people to don't do anything live anymore. Radio, television, they don't consume live.
No, live is there's something special about live broadcasting, isn't there? It's quite compelling. I like talk radio because of that. You know,
only if it's interactive. It's compelling, right? If people call in and something to say right at the time, especially if it's a topical point for the day.
Yes, because there's always that sense that someone could come in, a maverick could come in with any sort of question, couldn't they? You could phone in. They might get cut off quickly, but there's a certain sort of freedom within it because it's live. Anything can happen. It's great.
We'll schedule on the next Thursday at 6. We'll wait for a couple hours.
Yeah, see what Dell says. But yeah, that's 11. That's 11.
Away from the mic for a cup.
11 UHC or whatever it is. It's milk,
yeah, because Delcroix has a lot of audio. And I would like to hear why he posts them, because he doesn't always explain why he posts stuff.
Well, I'm just putting stuff up there that I'm interested in.
I'd always like to hear his take on it. I can't remember what he said, if he listens or if he just puts it up. I can't remember what he said.
He just, I think he just says the things remember. That he's been interested
the stuff
in.
He, posts.
He said sometimes he hasn't got around to listening to them yet, but he's put them up because he caught his eye. You know, it's just his kind of diary, isn't it? But view from the bog.
I stuff before I post. That's why it takes me time to put it up.
Yeah, so yours are all things that you've watched. Yeah, you've looked at and you've read and or watched or whatever. Yeah.
I think that's the form of a true editor. I'm trying to send content that I've at least looked at a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. And you always got some sort of comment.
Bill Kasing saying that? What do you think of Bill Kasing saying that the United States Air Force had a... Hear me now, 2212?
Yeah, yeah. The United Air Force had a what? Bill Kasing said they had a what?
United States Air Force has a bigger movie production company than all the Hollywood studios combined or individually.
Well, that's
Laurel Canyon.
Laurel Canyon, yeah.
I didn't realize it fell under the United Air Force.
I suppose NASA is would we say it's a branch of the Air Force?
Yeah, I think
so. We call it a military. We know about Laurel Canyon, and we know it's the biggest studio in the, you know, in the world. Yeah, massive.
Yeah.
There was a whole hub of industry there, a whole hive, you know, movie.
Yeah.
And it's military run. It's the military, it's the media, it's the military's, you know, it's the best weapon.
Yeah, the military media.
It's their peacetime love weapon, or whatever you want to call it. It's the weapon, yeah, it's effectively, it's the tool of control. It's one of the most powerful. It's probably the most powerful, yeah.
Military media.
Yeah, yeah, and they after the war they produced the records. You know, they had factories that produced all the munitions, but then they moved over to records, the media, yeah, the hardware, yeah. That's part of the whole system, isn't it? That's part of the whole game. It's fed back to us and tells us what to think. But yeah, Bill Kasing.
2 minutes.
I listened to that and I thought, well, he's talking to Bart Sibrell.
Give me a break here.
Hi. I was going to ask a question.
Bill?
In view of Bill Kasing's sort of all those media, that round of media things he did when he first published his book and his sort of relatively high profile, yeah, and you said that you think he's controlled opposition like Bart Sibrell is. I wondered what... up to now, I thought he was just a rare breed, as I think Hoy said the other day when talking about Kasing.
Think so. Well, listen, he's for the 1% dissenters that don't buy into the official story. So he feeds us, and most of the people like us are well fed when we from his line of food shit, and then we walk away. We're done. We have our explanation. We're sated, satisfied. And that covers everybody, covers the most people, and the controlled opposition controls the doubters, and anyone else left over is a small number to care about.
Yeah, yeah. That was the first time of listening to that interview. I felt more so doubtful of him actually. Yeah, I'd never really thought about it before. I'd read sort of Hoy had transcribed his book, I think, on Clues, and I'd read that years ago. And I just sort of thought he was, yeah, perhaps I was so happily sort of deluded as going along. Oh, nice old Bill Kasing. Yeah, he was actually, he was one of the honest ones, one of the rare breed.
Yeah.
But I think you're probably absolutely right. He did 2 years with Dyne Corps. What, with Dyne Corps, was it? And then he went and bought a houseboat or something, a 75-foot one, and then homeless people went to live on it. And then one of the homeless people said to him, why don't you do something crazy, like write a book about... you know, about the moon landings being fake. And then that put him onto it. And he didn't think it was fake until he flew to Las Vegas or something and something happened. I don't know.
Now, yeah. is that outrageous story his confessional? You know how they always have to tip off that their story is bullshit? Is that his tip off to everyone that if you believe that story, then it's your fault for believing it? Because I think that's what that is.
Good question.
Does that make sense?
Well,
not agree that they all have to let you know, have to publish or make professional.
It just seemed like a convoluted story to me. He said he quit Dyncorp because he sounded like he was a bit of a sort of hippie minded guy, didn't want to do the corporate life or whatever. But with no suspicion about moon landings or anything. But then off he went to buy a houseboat with his wife and then house these homeless people by the side of the, and be a freelance writer. And then he wrote quite a lot of books, didn't he? Apparently he said he wrote quite a few. I thought he wasn't so well known really, and he was just sort of a niche kind of little guy who'd had a pamphlet out, you know, that's what I thought. But he, from that interview, he seemed to say his book came out and he had 100 media interviews across the country. But I don't know. It's still an interesting story, as you say. But the idea of the confessional thing, his story, I didn't take it like that. That's my answer to that question. It's an interesting idea, but I don't think, I mean, it did seem a bit weird, but it just sounded like a strange story.
All these storytellers are put before us. They all give clues to anyone who's listening.
Yeah. Like Armstrong's parrot.
Yes, they're all giving clues. They're not going to just come right out and say, hey, I'm lying, my brotherhood. Stupid. If you believe this, you're stupid. No, they leave little clues that make absolutely no sense to the general public, but the general public is so oblivious to what's happening, it just flies right by their head. For those that are looking, we see it, we get up, and there's the clue. It's just like the numerology. Numbers are there for you to see. Most people...
Ah, and there it went again.
Clues. Take the clues or leave the clues, and the story's over.
Yeah. Yes, yes. No, that's it. Well put and interesting. And certainly, it happens. It goes on.
And then I posted today Zach Hubbard. He explains that the Jews founded America. I had no idea that the United States was a Jewish state. He says the Jews founded America, invented the English language.
I don't know what that means. I don't know what it means.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, the Christians, the Jews, the Muslims, these are broad terms, are completely vague, aren't they, really? It's just meaningless, in a sense. For me, they are.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what Zach is doing that statement, but that's one of those spinning into La La Land statements. I think someone talks long enough, I'll leave you hanging.
Yeah, you've got a feeling of that today. I thought that, I sensed that. Yeah, perhaps with him. Yeah, like you did with Jungle Surf at that time when he went off into posting all those transgender ideas. Yeah. What was your take on Saturday, Sunday night then, with Jeron and Bob and Morgyle? How did you come on? Because last time I heard Bob was a Judy Wood fan. He changed his mind, and then he changed his mind back again on the other night with you. And he's saying everything he said seemed very reasonable. You know, most of what he said seemed pretty reasonable. And then again, Jeron, he was okay, but Morgyle seemed out of his depth in research in sense of 9/11, didn't he? And then was a bit sort of
I'll give him the benefit of the doubt and say that he hasn't looked into it. I like Morgyle. He's a smart guy. Well, forcefully. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. I'll give Bob the benefit of the doubt. I told Bob, get back to me when you book.
Oh, yeah, perhaps that's what we've all got to do. We've all got to buy a book. Then we'll know.
I already bought the book.
$50.
I bought it a long time ago. I'll reread it. I never really read it because it's all pictures, for God's sakes. Lots of charts and whatnot. I'm going to go look at it again. It just comes up with something.
I thought you explained it well. She's someone we've come to understand as part of controlled opposition. You know, I think that's absolutely right. And I think really the big accusation to Jeron and Morgyle and Bob would be that they are controlled opposition, a bit like Judy Wood, a bit like, you know, some of the, you know, Patricia Steer, the steering opinion, hopefully. But
there are people that look like me that are the same kind of research rod. I can't hardly say them exclusively controlled opposition, because then that means that I called that, because I am very similar in my delivery and what I'm doing. I don't want to make a sweeping statement on that.
No. I'm not trying to trap you to do that, mate. I'm just sort of putting out there the kind of the balance, perhaps, of the discussion we'd have on the site going up to last week, the big question of the, But yeah, I don't expect you to.
I was just listening to,
nice guys,
you're talking to Matt Boylan, or Matt Powerland, or whatever it is.
She's talking to Matt Powerland, is she now? She's talking to Boylan. Howland Boylan, the original 33 boy from 2 years ago, whatever. The actor. What an actor. He's a good actor, actually, isn't he?
Yeah, but anyway, I'm listening to his... She interviewed him yesterday or the day before. And believe it or not, the guy is making a lot of sense. I'm not necessarily... He's not talking anything about flat earth either, mind you. But he's talking a lot about just how people make decisions based on the media that they get, not on reality. And it's so true. He's speaking a lot of good stuff. So I'm probably going to...
Yeah.
YouTube halfway through listening to it, and it's, he is making sense.
I still listen to him a bit. You know, I think he does talk a lot. There's still some stuff.
I think you're breaking up now. Are you on a bad internet connection yourself now?
No, I'm in the same spot I was, but you're breaking up still. It's been a bit of a struggle, actually, Tim, and I do apologise to the listeners if it's as bad in playback as it's sounded. It's been quite hard work. It's difficult to sort of
log in again one more time.
Interesting stuff. I mean, Matt Boylan to me would seem so. Surely he must. He's an actor, isn't he? He's taken a role. That's what we always thought with him. Although the information, the idea, as we've gone on and we more, you know, the idea of what, you know, the questions being asked here is there's something in it, isn't there? You know, it makes complete sense that there is, really. I don't think that the unravelling of science stops suddenly when you get to has to be a ball.
All right, let's try that.
Interesting.
Apologies to the listeners for the connection. Wow, what a rotten connection.
Oh, we are all chappy amateurs. I mean, a lot of what the Gary and Bob are doing, you can't get, I don't think, really. I'm looking at live ISS feeds. I mean, all it is, it's doing me a favour because I don't have to go and hunt it out and have a look for myself, you know. I mean, that's really what they're showing. And that itself is interesting, isn't it? The questions are asking in a live radio show. So, I mean, it's all good. I find that...
Do me a favor. Can you log on and log back in?
It's ridiculous, Tim. That was just like you've done it. Now you're doing it from underwater. As well as in about a Bermuda Triangle of signal area.
I'm not here. Now I can't understand you at all. Oh, brother. What a crazy connection.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't hear anything.
Oh, I can hear you. Oh, I can hear you. Listening to audio is where all people do is talk about not hear each other.
Yeah, it's beautifully real, isn't it, in the sense that it's so sort of amateurish, but at the same time, it can make it quite hard to listen back to these things. This one, Tim, really may be a bit too broken up to go to press.
Someone will listen to it.
Yeah, why not? It's like listening to Radio Luxembourg in the old days. People used to say they used to climb on the top of their wardrobe and sort of lift the wireless to the aerial to the corner of the room so they could just get a few bars of a classic song coming across before it faded out again. But being broadcast from these offshore pirate radio stations in the early days of rock and roll. So, yes, so you might pick up a real nugget just from sort of like listening to some sort of crackly sort of radio. There you go.
Yeah, there's no nuggets on our broadcast tonight. It'll be over. Oh, boy.
Well, yes, nuggets.
All right.
But, yeah, it's...
Let's leave this call then because it's, well...
Choppy waters.
Let's say that we agree to Thursdays... you at 6 p.m. Eastern time.
Yeah.
And we'll see what Delta is able to do. Timing.
Yeah, well, it's a good time for the sort of 11 o'clock to midnight. That's fine. I'm sure we'll have an after show at times. But yes, great.
You're good for today at 6. That's cool. and see what Delcroix, if he's interested, and what time he could really work
today,
this thing through.
Oh, yeah, today. It's start today.
Well, not today, no, because I'm doing something.
Yeah, doing something right now. I thought you just said today at 6. Yeah, no, fine. I didn't think you meant that originally. Great, okay.
Thursday's at 6.
Okay.
Yeah,
cool. Okay, that would be good. That's helped keep it, get the chatters chatting a bit, at least. That'd be something. Yeah, okay.
That's what we'll do.
Yeah, well, as I say, well done again. I did listen to that about 3 times, and I thought, yeah, you know what? You know, you spoke quite well for me there. You answered so, and it gave us a chance to sort of, and it gave those guys a chance to sort of put their point across.
You listened to the show 3 times?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Wow. What? You.
Well, it's just. I'll tell you what it is. I do quite a lot of other things at the same time. But, you know.
I listen to it.
Yeah, well, I was interested in that one. I was just sort of, I'm discombobulated by blooming Simon. Because, you know, the only reason I came and I'm here where I am is on this site, so to speak, is because I went to Clues Forum and I read Simon's stuff he wrote.
Oh.
Largely Simon and Hoy. And all the people, the collective great work at Clues, really, but moderated so well with Simon. So that last week, it upset me, really. You know, I don't want to argue with anybody. I think I'm very clever to work out this whole controlled opposition movement, you know. Sorry?
You are clever. And he came after you a bit, didn't he?
Well, yeah. I mean, I say came after me. I was trying to find something we can agree on with Argos and with him, but they couldn't find it. You know, we couldn't find it.
You're very diplomatic.
Well, I hope to continue to be where I can. I shall continue to hold my head up and continue to be as diplomatic as I can, mate. But I thought you were at the weekend. So, yeah, well done. And, you know, fair play to everyone. And yeah, like you say, what do we know? Everything's up for question.
All right.
Around here.
Well, Phil, thank you for listening and as always, participating. And we're going to have with Tom Dalper will be on the Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern time. And we'll see if we can build up the panel to maybe one more person. I don't want it to be too big. We'll hear the musings of Tom Dalper. Thursdays at 6, at least the other week, if not every week. How about that?
Yeah, okay. I don't mind trying that. We'll give that a go.
All
definitely.
Right. Try it. If it doesn't work, we'll throw it. Toss it in the waste bin.
Oh. Yeah, I'm sure it wouldn't do any harm. No harm at all. Yeah. All right. Well, what you got to
say? Do you hear from Mojo at all, or is she done?
Well, I got upset. We had an argument to an extent. Well, you probably heard one that he posted, but another time it was to do with homosexuality, and she. And in the end, I just got pissed off with it. Really, I was in a certain mood one evening, and she. And I just can't, I couldn't stand her close-mindedness in the sense that she had a real problem with homosexuals. And I said, well, in my opinion, it's very much innate, something that people are born with. And different from being black or white or, you know, Jewish or Muslim or Christian or whatever, any of that sort of nonsense.
Thanks. Yeah, I understand. The answer is you had a bit of a row and it's off. Off your radar. Yeah.
Well, but then she sent me a text a couple of weeks back saying, I just heard Elton's new single. I love it. It reminded me of you. I think that was her way of trying to make up. Elton. Oh, bless her. I think, yeah, really. Yeah, she's all right. Maybe she'll be back at some point. Perhaps. Bless her.
Oh,
The other day and it was quite good. You know, she sounded quite sweet, you know, sounded really sweet. Wasn't sort of off on one of her silly rants. But yes, that's
her booze-infused rant.
Yeah, a bit of booze in it. Rolo was
booze-infused.
Booze-infused and infused, yes.
Yes.
Splendid.
That's okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll sign off right now. I've got to order my pies right now and have some dinner, and we'll keep in touch. On the chats. If anyone wants to participate, audiochat.fakeologist.com. It is pointing to the correct page now. It tells you how to load up TeamSpeak. Log on to Fakeologist. Voice heard.
Yeah, cheers, mate. Yeah, sorry about the breakup in the audio all, and see you later. Yeah,
yeah, sorry.
Thursdays at 6 Eastern time.
Right.
All right, mate.
All right.
Okay, great. Cheers, then.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. See you later.
Bye. Cheers.
Hi, this is Derillium, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.